score for Bannex, Bailey Heinz with 4 points, and for Reese, it's Andrew Jasmine with 4 points as well. Only foul trouble for Bannex is Tommy Morneau with two fouls. He actually has all the fouls for Bannex, and Jared Schrader for Reese has two as well, and two other players with one apiece. Top of the key, Tommy Morneau is back in there now in the hands of Austin Trammell. Almost a two-point guard system as Trammell drives right into the lane with the left hand and is in for two. We have our first lead for Bannex. It's by 1 point, 11-10. 7:45 left in the second quarter. Austin Trammell with the steal. Now back to Tommy Morneau, top of the key as they slow things down. 7.5 to play. Tommy Morneau picks his dribble up just outside the left block, puts it up for two, and it's good. Tommy Morneau is now with 2 points of the night, and we have a three-point hatchet lead, 13-10, as a bad shot from Reese is brought in by Tommy Morneau.
Tony Bentley had the last shot for Reese, and it just did not fall in. Seems like the lane is opening up, though, for both teams.
As number 15 for Bannex, Derek Geiger tried to take the layup. He missed that one, and now a bad foul about 70 feet from the hoop. He plowed over Cody Piak. So that'll be the third foul on Bannex and the first against Derek Geiger. Bailey Heinz now will replace Geiger. 7:02 left in the first half. Bannex leads by three after trailing by one just a minute ago. 7 minutes remain in the first half. Top of the key to Jasmine, over to Piak. Drives into the free throw line, feeds it down to Nair on the give and go. He goes up for the bunny. And he is fouled by Tyler Labor. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. Archie Nayert, with 2 points on the night already, is going to the line for two shots.
Nice little pick and roll done by Cody Piak and Archie Nayert.
This is the first free throw for Reese all night, and this one is good. Cuts into the Bad X lead. It's now a two-point game, 13-11, Bad X by two. And this one is also good. Two for two for Archie Nayert, the 6'3" senior center. For Reese, as Tommy Morneau at the free throw line, kicks it over to Tyler Labor in the right corner, drives into the lane, gives it off to Bailey Heinz, nothing there, and into Ben Sutton for the easy layup. Good passing there from the Hatchets. Back to a three-point lead, 15-12. Austin Trammell now is charged with a foul on the reach-in against Cody Piak in the left wing. That is Trammell's first foul. Bannex is fifth. Fouls right now are 5-4. Bannex with five. As Van Patten passes one to Piak, top of the key. Starts his dribble to the right. To number 11, Tony Bentley. Piak for the long two from the left wing. Off the mark. Rebound still loose. Tommy Morneau has it into the hands of Bailey Hines. 6:08 left. In the first half, 15-12, Bannex leading by three over Reese. Tommy Morneau tried to go into the lane, and he was hacked. And it's going to be a Reese's fifth foul in the half. Fouls against number 11 for Reese, Tony Bentley's second. So Tony Bentley draws his second foul. We have a substitution, both teams. Tyler Labor sits down. Messing is back in for Bannex. Actually, that's the only substitution. Austin Trammell in the right corner, back up to Messing, right wing, back to Trammell, being guarded by Piak. Resets the offense, 5:55 left in the second quarter. Trammell drives into the lane, and we have a block call. Piak tried to go for the charge, and said it was a more like a Wisconsin flop. And he's called for the foul on the block. Second foul for Piak, sixth against Reese. Rest of the way out, Bannex will be shooting at least one free throw. Bailey Heinz inbounded underneath Bannex's own hoop. Bannex going with a four-high approach here into the hands of Trammell on the top of the key. 5:50 left in the second quarter. It's 15-12, Bannex leading Reese. Bailey Heinz, and it's a stolen by Nayert. Sixth turnover for Bannex on the night. Top of the key, number three for Reese. Franklin McKenzie over to the right wing, being guarded by Morneau. Feeds it into Nayert on the right block. Does a spin move, and this one's good. When Nayert's in position, it's hard to stop him. He has 6 points tonight. It's a one-point game, 15-14. Tommy Morneau, jump shot inside the lane. No good. Rebound still loose into the hands of Van Patten. And Reese on the transition. Jasmine up for the long short two. And this one's good. Jasmine has six. And we have a one-point lead for Reese. And we have a 30-second timeout called by BetX and the WLW Sports Network. Reese 16, BetX 15.
Put extra money in your pocket today with help from Riverview Auto in Caro. Riverview is your scrap metal recycling headquarters. From scrap cars, farm equipment, copper, aluminum, and short and long steel, Riverview will pay you top dollar. If you have used car batteries sitting around your garage or in the barn, take them to Riverview Auto next to the Cass River in Caro and get cash. And as always, Riverview Auto recycles styrofoam, shrink wrap, cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and junk mail. Yes, that's right, Riverview wants your junk mail. So head to Riverview Auto next to the Cass River in Caro and get cash now. Call Riverview Auto today at 989-673-3234.
Give me some of that. Yeah. Give me some of that.
BetX ball right in front of our set here at midcourt, left to right across your radio. After calling a 30-second timeout, they now trail by one. 16-15 Reese. As time and Renault's shot's no good, brought in by Archie Nayer.
Hatchets are getting good shots, and it's happening basically on drives and kicks.
Top of the key, McKenzie over to the right wing. Still dribbling, now Van Petten has it. In his pink shoes, drives down to the baseline, and we have a whistle. It's going to be a block against BetX, number 31, Martin Messing, the freshman, moved up. For the Hatchets, draws the foul. His first, and BetX is sixth. So both teams are going to be in the single bonus here, the next foul. 4:33 left in the first half, 16-15, Reese leading BetX. Inbounds this one to midcourt to number two, Travis Lynch. Feeds it down to Van Petten on the right block. He is fouled. The basket is good. Going to the basket for one, or going to the free throw line for one shot.
It's another one on Messing.
They're saying the basket is no good. Van Petten going to line for two. Fouls against Martin Messing, his second. BetX is seventh. So two shots coming up here for Van Petten in the act of shooting. Nope, they just gave it to him.
The basket has to count.
Yeah. They just gave it to him. And the free throw is good. So a three-point play for Reese gives them a four-point lead now, 19-15. Bailey Hines drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Devin Jurgis for the short two, and this one bounces in off the iron and good. Devin Jurgis with 2 points, brings BetX within two. 19-17, Rockets over the Hatchets. Halfway through the second quarter, 4 minutes to go. McKenzie dribbling, back at Nayert, 23 feet from the hoop. Now feeds it into Van Petten on the right block, and this one's good.
That's twice they found Van Petten.
He has 5 points in the second quarter alone for seven on the night. Bailey Hines' pass, stolen. Actually, it's going to be a held ball and Reese ball. So we're going to call that a turnover against BetX.
I think I should get an assist since I had the game ball.
John Mooney has now touched the ball twice.
Well, I tell
you, he leads us 2-0.
We are right on top of the action, everyone. And we're right at the 10-second line right across from the scorer's bench.
But yet somehow we're 20 feet from the stands. As McKenzie actually loses it, not all 3 points were across midcourt, so he retains possession. 3:30 left. Back up to Van Petten, top of the key against Jurgis. Kicks it to the right corner to Lynch. Dribbles against Turmel. Feeds it into Nayer. Double team coming from BetX. Back out to the right wing, top to Van Petten. Drives into the lane, goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Van Petten with 9 points. Excuse me. Yes, 9 points in the night. 23-17. As Austin Tamel drives down the lane for BetX, he is fouled. He's going to the line for two shots. Foul is against number 41 for Reese. Archie Nayert, his first, team seventh. Austin Tumel has 2 points tonight, has not attempted a free throw. First one is no good.
Well, this is the guy you want to get on the foul line. Get him hot. Get that stroke going.
Largest lead of the night right now for Reese at six. As Austin Tumel's second free throw is good, bringing it back down to five. 23-18, Reese Rockets lead the hosting Bad Axe Hatchets. 3:05 left in the second quarter.